When Jeremy Richman and his wife lost their daughter, Aviel, the two scientists started a foundation dedicated to brain research. For decades, critics have claimed a huge gap between the number of Americans who need mental health care and access to that care. During the recession, state budgets were slashed by the billions. But since last year's tragedy at Newtown, at least 37 states have increased spending on mental health programs. Today, the federal government stepped up too, with Vice President Biden announcing $100 million. To help community health centers across the country establish or expand behavioral health services and to improve mental health access in rural areas.
This is a very important first step. We still have a long way to go. It's a drop in the ocean, but it's progress.
A report released 2 weeks ago concluded Newtown shooter Adam Lanza had significant mental health issues. He refused treatment. What contribution this made to the shootings, if any, is unknown, the report said. Scarlett Lewis, whose son Jesse was killed at Sandy Hook Elementary, says she believes what happened might have been prevented with better mental health care.
The whole tragedy started with an angry thought in Adam's head. He didn't have the tools to know how to handle that.
So many Newtown families have told me they hope this is just the beginning. Politically, mental health care may be easier to change than gun laws, but they'd also like to see change there, too. Despite all the calls for change after Newtown, it's worth noting there have been 16 more school shootings since then, Brian.